Hello and welcome to Beyond the Words. My name is Dimple Thakra and I am going to take you on a frigging journey with this podcast. I have been called your guardian angel by many. This podcast is for you if you are interested in understanding the truth about humans and what we say is not always what we mean, and if you are ready to come out of the spiritual closet, you're in the right place. Enjoy. Hello and welcome back to Beyond the Words with me, Dimple Thakra. I have the most incredible guest today, and I will guarantee you one thing with this podcast today. You will laugh. You will laugh so hard. This beautiful woman I met through a mastermind with Melanie Ann Layer called The Channel. And I have to be honest, before I met her in real, I met her online. And I'll be really honest, she triggered me. She really did trigger me. And then I met her in real and I was like, why aren't you showing people who you really are? You are funny as hell. So without further ado, we're going to go deep into this conversation. I would love to introduce you to Shilomena. Welcome, Shilomena.
So happy to be here. When I looked at my calendar this morning, I was like, yeah, time to Dimple today.
I love that. I'm so happy as well. We met online first, and like I said, you did trigger the hell out of me. I'm like, who the hell is this noisy woman that talks about stuff that I don't even understand? And I don't know why she's triggering me, but she is. And it's all on me. It's nothing to do with you. It's all on me, right? And then I met you. We met in Tulum at this random retreat where 17 or 19 women just showed up, right? And your energy and frequency is so vibrant in life. And I remember having this conversation with you saying, how are you so different in life than online? And tell the audience, what did you say back?
The night that I got dimpled. And I said, I'm always this fun. What do you mean? True. It's in my everyday life. I don't take life that seriously. I try to laugh all day long. I try to make people laugh. But online, on social media, I'm very passionate about a lot of things that most people don't want to talk about. And because I'm so loud and so vocal, and there was a long time that I didn't know how to balance the two, right? I didn't know how to have my playful, funny, fun side come out when I was talking about things that were so serious and so heavy. And then I met you and we just had the best time ever, which always happens, by the way. It was like that entire year I had met so many people from the online space, and every single time it was the same message. It's, wait a second, you're so different in person. And for me, I was like, wait, what do you mean I'm different? I'm exactly the same. But the thing is that social media only sees the clippings of what I'm putting on there, right? I don't have a camera following me around 24/7, which I wish I did, but I don't. And so you got what you got. And most people, when they first meet me and they first get introduced to me, they just get triggered because they might initially like me, but then I'll start talking about the things that people don't want to talk about, or I will be me and just live life, which is a whole experience in its own because people don't like that either. There's only this short period of time that people get to see me. And so I always felt like I needed to put all the serious stuff out there instead of all the fun stuff out there. And so most people get triggered by me before they fall in love with me.
So wild, right? And I remember saying to you, just laugh more. just like, your laugh is so contagious. And I remember telling you, it reminded me of my mom and how my mom used to make me laugh. And I had the same feeling with you as I had with my mom, just joy, pure, innocent joy in my heart. And I was like, Shilomena, that's your superpower. That is, lead with that, because then your message will land in such a beautiful way. And I've loved watching you do that. Mm-hmm. I've loved it.
Yeah.
Tell us more about that. How much more fun is your online presence now? And the beach. Tell us about the beach.
You really dimpled me that night. And so I went home and I changed my profile picture to one of me laughing in Tulum. And I started doing reels of just me laughing. And I really softened my social media page. Like, people were like, wait a second, like, who is this person? And it's just, I started showing the me that you see when the camera goes off. And it's all me.
Yes.
And that's why I called my podcast 50 Shades of Shilomena, because prior to COVID, it was all rainbows and unicorns and gratitude. I lived in a bubble. I didn't want to talk about hard stuff. I didn't want to talk about politics. I didn't want to talk about any of that stuff. I just talked about gratitude. But then COVID happened. And as it started to unfold, I started getting angrier and more frustrated. And so I showed all those parts of me. And people were like, wait a minute, what happened to the goddess of gratitude? You can't be mad. You can't be angry. People would actually say that to me. You can't be like that. And I'm like, no, this is me. Like, I haven't changed. I've been angry about all these things for a really long time. I just didn't talk about them on my Facebook. So that was where I had a really hard time separating, like, where does this meet and where does this not? And the realization that you're not seeing every single thing that I'm posting. Mm-hmm. So you're just coming in at your place of perception or trigger or wherever you are in your life. And so I've really started taking that into accountability in the way that I'm posting, what I'm posting, what I'm leaving for the world to see. And it's really shifted everything.
Tell us more. How has that shifted? Because what I want the audience to understand is that it's not that you have to be happy all the time and making everybody laugh, or that you have to be serious all the time and making everybody laugh. It was more the message of presenting your authentic self. So all 50 shades of you, right? It's that. It's because that authenticity is what pulled me towards you. It's that piece. It's not judging. And this is a key point I really want the audience to understand. It's not that we're judging Shilomena for not laughing enough or not being serious. It's not about that. It's about how can you present in the most authentic place so that you become a magnet, right? Yeah. It's that connection piece. So talk to us a bit about how that shifted for you when you really shifted and showed 50 Shades of Shilomena, right?
Yeah. I really had to sit with myself, and I worked with a business strategist on this. And what we really talked about is, what do I want to get across to the world? What is my point, right? In showing up every day, what do I want the world to know about me? And so we worked on this for weeks and weeks. And it's not about a niche, because you can't put me in a box. We know that I don't belong in a box, right? I'm so multifaceted and I want to talk about all these things, but it was, what is the goal? What is the goal? What do I want people to feel, to experience when they land on my page? And I focused on that. Mm-hmm. And I write a lot of posts that don't make their way to social media.
Interesting, right?
There is an archive. Yes, because if I'm in a triggered state and I write the post, I know that if I post it, I'm going to magnetize a whole bunch of triggered people. Right. And so I know that if I'm in a really happy place and I post a happy post, I'm going to attract people who are really happy. And so in knowing that, I really have to think twice about what I'm posting, because I know that I'm an influencer. I know that my words have power. I know that when I recommend something, people go and they buy it. And so I take that very seriously at this point in my life.
Yeah.
And my core value is fun. I just want everybody to have fun. We miss the entire assignment of why we're alive. We do. We don't get it. This whole remembering, right? Like this whole year of remembering like who I am and wait, I'm happy. I'm supposed to be happy. Like we came here to be happy. Like this life experience, it's every time I turn around, I'm being pounded, right? Who hates me? Who doesn't like me? Who's triggered by me? Who's this? Who's that? But I'm still happy. I'm still living life. I'm still able to enjoy every moment because none of it is about me.
So powerful. When we can really come from a place of knowing that really people's response is not about you. It's never about you. It's always about them, which is why I was saying at the beginning that I was triggered by you. I didn't say you triggered me. I was triggered by you, right? Because it's about me, not you.
And you know what was so beautiful, Dimple, is you had reached out to me and we set up a one-to-one call before. And that call was so powerful for me. The things that you had said to me, your wisdom, I admire you so much. Before the online world, I already knew who Dimple was from Global Wit or something. There was a time that you and I were in New York City together. We've known each other for a while in the online space.
Yes.
But really allowing what a beautiful friendship we have now. And to think that in the beginning, those triggers, it separated us, right? It was something that really could have been like, I'm not going to follow this girl. And it's really funny is the people who are really my true friends right now, every single one of them, it started the same way. They were triggered and they stuck around. They stuck around through the trigger. And then once they got to know me, it was like, let's work through this together because I'm so reasonable and I'm so aware and I'm so expanded. Like if I'm triggering you, let's talk it through because maybe there's an opportunity for me to grow too.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always a co-creation, always a co-creation. And for me, certainly meeting you, I felt joy. I felt joy in my heart and this whole piece on remembrance, I'd forgotten how to feel joy. I'd forgotten that it was my birthright to have fun, right? It's my birthright to have fun. It's everybody's birthright to have fun. So I highly recommend that if there are moments in your life where you are really struggling to find the fun and struggling to find the joy, go look at some of Shilomena's reels, honestly. Just go and enjoy the fun. And that doesn't mean to say that behind the scenes there aren't things that are difficult in our lives. There are. And I know for sure there have been for Shilomena. And also being so vulnerable and so exposed on social media has its impact on our families. It really does. We're both raising children. We're both raising young adults that and husbands that, you know, don't want everything on social media. Right? Yeah. Talk to us a bit about that, Shilomena.
I'm going to share a story with you that I contemplated posting, but I haven't yet because you'll understand why. It was my 1-year anniversary this past weekend. And on social media, I portray this beautiful, loving relationship, my soulmate, which is all true. Everything is so true. But you don't put every fight, every argument, everything on social media. And so on Saturday, my husband and I got into a very big argument and I couldn't stand the sight of him. And we happened to be on vacation and we had this beautiful 5-star dinner ready. And I started getting ready and he's, are we going to dinner together? And I'm like, we could go to dinner and one of us will sit at the bar. He was like, I'm not sitting in the same restaurant with you and not sitting at the table with you. So I contemplated, I really wanted to fix things. And then he said something and I was like, I'm not going to dinner with you. I'm going to spend dinner by myself tonight. And so I took myself out to our beautiful anniversary dinner. And instead of wearing all white as I had planned, I wore black. was mourning the company that I wasn't in. And I am currently in yoga teacher training. And so I brought my Yamas and Niyamas book with me. And I have these girlfriends that we have this text chain going. And so I messaged them and I'm like, I'm going to have my anniversary date with you guys. I'm with this book. And it was so perfect. And it was exactly what I needed. And so I've debated over the last few days to tell this story, because I want people to understand that even in the most beautiful love of all time, everything that you see, every word that I say, everything that I feel is all true. Mm. But we fight and we can't stand each other sometimes, and we don't want to be around each other. And it's all real, right? This is all real life. But in the world of social media, we get stuck in look at them, look at their love. They're so perfect. Mm-hmm. Nothing ever goes wrong for them, right? And if only they knew.
Yeah. And sometimes you don't want to share it all when you're going through it in that moment.
First,
you have the right to have privacy of your own life. Because the reason I know you and I both share on social media is to create impact and change for people.
Yep.
That's the whole point. It takes so much effort and energy to share on social media, right?
So much. And that's what people really don't understand, is that we're doing it from a place of service.
Yeah.
I'm sharing from a place of service. I was away this weekend. I shared my cabanas every single day because I know somebody is watching who's manifesting because of my post. And so on the last day, I said, are you taking notes on the cabanas? Did you put it on your vision board? Everything leads them to somewhere. I'm not doing it because I'm bragging. I don't need to post to brag. I live a very braggadocious life. I don't need to do that.
Yeah.
I do it from a place of service. I do it because if I didn't see it, I wouldn't be living it.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody didn't show me what was possible, then I would be living a very lonely, poor life. I used to be a single mom on food stamps. I didn't think there was enough money in the world for me to be a wealthy woman. So
right.
It took a lot to get to where I am now.
And that's the piece, right? People sometimes presume that they see this luxurious life and how easy it is for you. And the same for me. And there's no judgment there, because I have been that woman that's witnessed other women when I was going through it, going, it's easy for her. And there's something else that I want to share as well, and to pick up on what you said, that we do it from a place of service. And let's be real, we are also businesswomen, right? So yes, we do it from a place of service and value, and also we do it from a place of building our businesses. So full transparency, I make a very healthy living of showing up on social media so that I can serve people at a higher level, so that I can give and provide people with a service that they get to invest in themselves.
Yeah. But the difference is that somebody can go get a job making a six-figure robust salary, and they don't need to talk about their life at all. Nobody has to know anything that happens behind their closed doors. But we've chosen to make a career out of just being me. I just want everybody to know and understand, like, you get to be you and you get to be paid for being you.
Let me just give you, you also get your you because of the work you put in. So let's just get that clear, right? You haven't just showed up from food stamps to this and not put any work in. Sorry, I just wanted to get that point really clear.
It is a lot of work. And I love that you actually said that, because the very first coach that I hired, he actually said to me to take the word work out of all of my marketing. And recently, all I want to do is talk about work, because people really think that, oh, Shilamita took a bath, she just made $500, right? No, it wasn't the fact that I took the bath. There was a lot of systems in place. There were things in the background. There was courses that were right. It's all of the work has accumulated. You're watching me at 44 years old. I started my spiritual journey when I was 23. Yes. I'm 21 years into evolution and expansion. It's like when you're listening to my wisdom, this isn't because like last year I decided, poof, I'm going to show up one day. This is years and years of coming into the whole family thing. I'm having some conflict with one of my children right now because of the whole social media presence. And my husband said to my son, he said, "Do you think I like it?" He's sometimes people come into my office. My husband has a business where he has 175 employees. And I post a picture of myself half naked and people come in and they're like, "Your wife is on social media." And he'll go through and he'll explain the lesson to them. I don't just post pictures of myself half naked for no reason. There is like a very powerful message that's inside of there. And guess what? It got your attention. You stopped. Yes.
It started a conversation and he was able to give that conversation to whoever it was that brought it in. And it requires bravery and vulnerability to do what you do.
Yeah, right? A lot. It's not easy. This being in the online space like this, especially now, there's so much noise. You want to be seen. You want to be noticed. You want people to be able to benefit off of you. How do you stand out? How do you make yourself seen? And you know how we started this conversation, a lot of it has to do with the magnetism. It's like I stopped focusing on the conversations. You know, I took your conversation with me very seriously because Dimple and I live in two different countries, right? So the things that is happening in my world right now, Dimple has no idea. There's no comprehension. And so I didn't really understand that before. I get that now. I get that I have a global audience and what's happening in Montvale, New Jersey is not like known in other parts of the world. So it's really important to understand who's watching you, who's on your social media. If you're new to the game, you might have a lot of family on there. In the beginning, it was so hard to post. Even now, my family has stopped saying things to me until recently. It almost got to a point where I didn't think that they were watching anymore until recently when somebody decided to unload everything they've been watching and judging me for over the years. And one of the best things I ever heard along this journey is what other people think of you is none of your business.
Yes.
And I've ingrained that into me because as soon as I hear it, as soon as someone tells me how they feel about me, it just rips my heart out. And yeah. And I know there's over 6,000 people watching my Facebook on a regular basis. I know half of those people hate me. I know it. But I don't focus on them.
Yeah.
Focus on the one person that is going to benefit from what I have to say today.
Yeah. I love that. I love that so much. So as we almost complete now, what I'd love for you to do, Shilomena, is just share with me just 5 ways that you create joy in your life. I just love the way you belly laugh. Like you proper. And the reason it reminded me of my mom is because my mom used to. Proper, like when she would laugh like nobody's watching and she didn't care if they were. And so I would love for you to gift the audience today just 5 ways that you create joy, laughter, freedom in your life, and that are simple things that anybody can do every day.
Yeah. Okay. Let's think about this. Number one is gratitude. Yeah. We always have to start with gratitude. Gratitude always shifts the situation. If it's the worst thing and you can find something to be grateful for and you can hold on to that, you will be able to find pockets of joy. Mm. Every single morning when I wake up now, I start my day with gratitude. And number two, not only do I start my day with gratitude, but I thank all of the powers above me. So I thank God, I thank Source, I thank the angels, I thank my guides. And what has started happening is I've started waking up before my alarm clock goes off. And I'm not a morning person. This is like, there's nothing more annoying than the sound of an alarm clock. And so the connection that I have created, they would like for me to rise in gratitude. And so that brings a lot of joy on my face when I'm able to start the day without an alarm and starting the day with gratitude, it's a game changer. Hugs, physical touch. I know my dimples love language is touch. I wish I could squeeze it right now. But hugs bring me instant joy. Whether it's my children, my husband, I really try to, you know, embrace and touch. And that's really important for me. I don't love touching the rest of the world. So if you're like, oh, that didn't do it for you, just find one person that you can have a connection, even if it's like going for a massage or like just having physical human contact, especially if you haven't had it in a while, that will bring a lot of joy. Okay, let's think. Dancing. I love to dance, throw on some music, maybe sing out loud. That always brings me a lot of joy. And something that I do in my gratitude challenge is I love to send out love and blessings. And I love to randomly just open up my phone and scroll. Sometimes I'll do it in my phone book. Sometimes I'll do it on Facebook and I'll just start to scroll, and wherever it lands, I will send a message. Sometimes it's somebody that I haven't spoken to in a really long time, and there's a lot of discomfort, right? So it's a lot of exercises are being worked out in one. You will be surprised how much joy you bring into your world by sending someone, hey, thinking about you, sending you love and blessings today. It's the most beautiful exercise of all time. And if there's a lot of forgiveness or there's a lot of resentment or there's a lot of that stuff that you're holding on to, you'll be able to start cutting the cords along the way.
So good. Was that five? How many was that? Yeah. I'm like, more, give me more.
All interweaved.
I love that. I love that so much. And the one thing that I really admire in you that it really stood out for me, Shilomena, and that is when you say you give gratitude, spend some time with this woman. She's the queen of gratitude. She can find gratitude in the smallest things, like the smallest things that you would never even consider. So sometimes when people say, oh, give gratitude every morning, they're like, I can't think of anything to give gratitude. They're thinking of big things, right? Yeah. Gratitude for the softness of the sheets, gratitude, right, for the shelter that we have, even gratitude for the fact that it's cold outside, but I'm warm inside. It's the small things, because in that space of gratitude, we're in the space of frequency of receivership, right? So there's method and science to this madness, right? It actually works, right?
And if we think about everything around us, everything is a thought. Somebody thought about creating the sweater. Someone thought about cutting the shoulders out. Someone thought about creating this necklace, right? So it's all in that thought process. So when we're grateful, I'm grateful for my beautiful necklace. I'm grateful that I am adorned in diamonds. I'm grateful of the energy that it brings me when I wear these beautiful things. I am grateful that I receive more and more, right? I could just take the energy and we could go on a magical carpet.
It's so fun. Honestly, I've never seen anybody do gratitude with such like joy and sexiness and the whole thing about it. So I love that about you.
There was a time, like you said, that I didn't know what to be grateful for. When I was on food stamps and I was overweight and I thought my life was so miserable, and I would wake up every day and I'd be like, I don't have anything to be grateful for. And it's just not true. There's just so many, just looking at you right now, there's so many things I could be grateful for in this moment, that like what it takes to create a moment in time. We really break it down and we can contemplate on this for hours.
So good. Just another method of such a profound way of being present. It's just a profound way of being present in the moment. Thank you so much. Where can people find you, Shilomena? Where can they find you?
It is my pleasure. You can find me all over the internet. If you spell my name correctly, it's Shilamida. I have shilamida.com, so you can go check that out. On Instagram, I hang out at 50 Shades of Shilamida with the number 50. I also have a YouTube if you want to go catch my show. I'm the Goddess of Gratitude also on Instagram. If you want to go stalk my earlier years, you can go check it out there. And I'm Facebook is my main source hub, and I like to hang out on Pinterest too because I'm the party queen.
Oh my God. If you have any wanting any inspiration about parties, go check out Shilomina's ideas. It's off the frigging scale, off the scale. And the image that comes to mind is your matching bathing suit you and your beloved. So we'll leave that.
Is the best sport of all time.
Oh my God. The fancy dress. I swear.
I put him in. And now he's so funny. Like before we get dressed, he's, does this match what you're wearing? He knows not even to get dressed now. It's the best. I love it.
So funny. Thank you so much for joining. This is the final question that I always ask all my guests. And I would love to ask you today, which is, if you could give somebody some advice or wisdom, or maybe you've been gifted this advice or wisdom, on what would you say to somebody that goes beyond the words?
What would I say to someone that goes beyond the words?
What advice, what wisdom would you give?
So energy is everything. And energy speaks before our words speak. And this is the most perfect question to end this show, because that's how we met, right? You felt me in person in a way that you never felt me on the internet. And so my energy spoke without me needing to speak. And then everything just was perfect from there on. So my greatest advice is just fall in love with yourself. Because if you fall in love with yourself, then you exude that love and you magnetize more love. And so it really starts with self.
Love that. I just got whole goosebumps because I felt your energy. See that? So cool. Thank you so much for joining us today. So without further ado, I am so grateful to the audience for sharing your space and time and energy with Shilomina and myself, Dimple Thakra, today. My deepest gratitude. Take care and God bless. Thank you so much for joining me in Beyond the Words. Remember, if you've loved this, don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave a review. And don't keep it a secret. Let your friends, family, auntie, uncle, brother, sister, all of them know about Beyond the Words. And remember, all the resources that I've talked about today are available to you in the show notes.